Well, USDA's Strike Force initiative in Alabama has been big news for the 23 persistent poverty areas in the state. As Ron Sparks, director of Alabama's development office, says it will go a long way in
helping farmers, helping health care, school programs, lunch programs, all kinds of things to help these communities grow. You know, we're looking at areas that have 30-something percent poverty level. We're looking at health care that they don't have, less access to health care. We need to help these folks move forward. And I think building this coalition of federal agencies and state agencies, I think this is what's going to happen.
And among those agencies is the Natural Resources Conservation Service in Alabama, which has funds designated for the Strike Force counties through their Environmental Quality Incentives Program and Wildlife Habitat Incentives Program.
And being a former commissioner of agriculture, certainly understand the importance of agriculture and nutrition across the state of Alabama. So I look forward to working with these individuals to make good things happen.
Sparks adds that the initiative will only work if
the communities come together and believe in what we're doing and participate in these programs. And I think that's our job, is to get our word out, to get folks to participate. And once we get them participating in these programs and helping us help them, then that's where you're going to see the rubber meet the road.
For more information about the Strike Force, visit the Alabama NRCS website at al.nrcs.usda.gov. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.